HarperCollins presents Seven Deadly Sins, The Biology of Being Human, written and read by Guy Leschziner. Introduction. Out of the crooked timber of humanity, no straight thing was ever made. Immanuel Kant. A journey through the domains of sex, murder, infidelity, criminality and violence resides within this book. These facets of the human condition do not exist in isolation, though. They are woven through with the robust threads of genetics, neuroscience, evolutionary psychology and pathology. It is these aspects of our biology that are the ingredients that define those human forces that have indelibly shaped our world, the primal constituents of these acts and other transgressions. The sins, those emotions and deeds decreed as the origins of all wrongdoing by religions, theologians, and philosophers, have built and destroyed empires, fueled the expansion of humankind into every corner of the world, and even beyond it. They are the architects of human ascent and obliteration. They have driven the amassing of huge fortunes, the search for resources, wars that have gone on for generations. The ebb and flow of human history is defined by the seven deadly sins: wrath, gluttony, lust, envy, sloth, greed, and pride. From the wrath that has ignited revolutions to the greed that has resculpted the world map. From the sloth that has led to the fall of empires to the envy that has built them. From the lust that has led to the fall of politicians and the betrayal of national secrets, to the voracious gluttony that has left our environment in ruination, and the pride that has fueled countless conflicts. Our less savoury tendencies are not only the engines of global history, however. They are the forces that fashion our present. Our national borders, our politics, our economies, the fundamental nature of our societies. In my clinics, I see the consequences daily. Syrians, Afghans, Iraqis, people from former Yugoslavia, all in London as an outcome of war and upheaval, the fruits of the human sins. And as I look at the streets around the hospital, the myriad faces is testimony to other cruelties inflicted by man. Colonization, slavery, trafficking, conflict, products of greed, wrath, envy and pride. These sins are the drivers for the personal lives and stories of every single one of these individuals, and indeed for us all. The last 25 years of my life have been a window into human society, delving into corners of humanity that relatively few outside the world of medicine ever see. Disease is a great leveller, afflicting every manner of person, striking without prejudice, from the vicar to the murderer. It is one of the greatest privileges that medicine affords. Insights into every patient's life, no matter who they are or where they come from. Life in a hospital exposes one to the full spectrum of human morality. Inexplicable altruism, generosity, kindness and love. The woman who donates a kidney to a complete stranger. The kind Samaritan diving into the murky waters of the Thames to save a drowning man. The pure goodness of those in our society who care for others, who go well beyond what is required to earn a living. But also, unspeakable cruelty, sloth and gluttony. Patients eating themselves to death, or those brought into the emergency department beaten to oblivion, the victims of anger, envy, pride, lust. These human failings have also affected my own life. If I examine where I am now, what I'm doing with my life, my own thinking, my own psychology and worldview, I can directly trace them back to the sins, those foundations of wickedness. Since I learned to talk, I've had to correct the pronunciation of my name, although I've largely given up now. The maelstrom of consonants, the alien juxtaposition of S, C, H and Z, strikes panic in the hearts of dentist receptionists calling out my name, colleagues introducing me, patients, even cold callers asking if I've been involved in an accident. And it is
sample complete. Ready to continue?